waste big selling moments with boring small talk. When the average American adult is subject to between 6,000 and 10,000 marketing messages every single day, I think it's safe to say it's an incredibly cluttered, crowded, chaotic world we live in, especially when it comes to our marketing and messaging. Hi everyone, I'm David G., speaker, strategist, storyteller, and author of the 3-Second Selling Program. I want to talk to you about cutting through that clutter. You know, we don't have very long to pique someone's curiosity, to show up differently, to be original, to capture their attention, and earn some time on the path to becoming someone they know, like, and trust. In fact, Google says we only have between 0.05 and 3 seconds for someone to make the decision to engage, to learn more about us, our products, our company, our services, our content, our ideas, or click away. So the clock is always ticking. You certainly wouldn't know that, though, by the way many calls, meetings, presentations, pitches, speeches, and even conversations are conducted. I'll call this the false start. So I recently signed up for a webinar on content marketing tips and takeaways from one of the most successful content marketing companies in the country. The appointed time, I got in front of my computer and anxiously awaited the start. I'd have a fairly long wait, though, as it turned out, at least for the good stuff, because it took 2 minutes and 40 seconds for the presenters to slog through boring, pointless small talk before they got to any actual content, i.e. their first slide. Quote unquote. First, it was some crazy item in the news. Then it was thanking everyone for taking time out of their busy days. Kind of ironic, right? And then some self-promotion under the guise of telling everyone a little bit about us. We know about them. That's why I signed up. If the most important thing you have to say to me is to thank me for showing up to something I already signed up for, and the next most important thing you have to say to me is about what you do, especially, again, when I already know that, then I'm out. Here's what's particularly confounding about that marketing interaction. The company had already solved the most difficult marketing challenge, right? They got my attention. They earned my time. They piqued my curiosity, and then I spent some time getting to know them. What they do, you know, I did a deep dive on their website and did some research before signing up for the webinar. However, now that they did earn my time and attention, they were going to waste it selling me before they spent any time telling me anything of value. And that, of course, is a backwards kind of proposition. People don't sign up for a webinar by accident. I'm sure most everyone who was attending had done their own due diligence on the company before deciding to invest 45 minutes or an hour of their time. We've already been pre-sold in a matter of speaking, and there was already a certain degree of buy-in. We were already a little ways through the funnel, and they didn't need to begin the selling process all over again at square one. I am a voracious consumer of media. I read, probably a dozen newspapers a day online, of course. They don't come to my doorstep, and they used to, and kind of miss that. Magazines, online sources, all kinds of content in all kinds of places. And a headline in one of the most respected newspapers in the country recently caught my attention, and I began to read the story. So I eventually found further details about the news nugget that had originally interested me and piqued my curiosity, and it was 17 paragraphs into the story. Don't do that. Make sure the most important messages you have to share in a piece of content are in your lead, your first sentence, your opening paragraph. That the things you have to say to someone in an interaction, the most important things, are indeed the first words out of your mouth. That sets the groundwork for the rest of the story, the rest of the content, and entices people to keep reading or listening or, you know, whatever it is what we're trying to get them to do, go to a landing page, whatever. This kind of introduction provides a statement, establishes a scenario, or even sets up a question that the rest of the conversation or content will address by supplying the infill, the relevant supporting information. When you bury the lead, you not only run the risk of losing someone's attention, but also of confusing them, even if they do, by chance, happen to stay with you. If they're not paying close attention and our multitasking audience likely is not, they might miss the main point entirely or walk away with a completely different idea of your intentions. And then there's the trust factor. Remember, we're trying in every interaction to establish ourselves as someone people know, like, and trust. Bearing the lead can do the opposite, making people feel as if they were either deliberately misdirected or even misled. Remember, you're trying to connect with your audience, not alienate them, right? Again, two or three weeks ago, I'd signed up for, another webinar about an events company that does virtual events. And they had one of the stars of Ted Lasso, and loved Ted Lasso. And I had read a number of articles with Jason Sudeikis and others about, the surprise success of it and where it's going and all that. So I figured maybe they might plow some new ground. Obviously, Ted Lasso had nothing to do with this virtual events company, but just a hook to get you in. And so, again, I tune in. I hear the marketing people on camera, the CEO, and it was probably 5 minutes into the whole event webinar before we ever got to Ted Lasso. And then the first question was, are you surprised at the success? It's like, okay, been there, done that. So sometimes even when you do the heavy lifting, even when you earn someone's time and attention, you can still lose it if you're not careful with it. A specific kind of small talk. So I included this piece about not wasting big selling moments with small talk in a speech I did recently on how to create emotional connections with our content. And a professional salesperson in the audience kind of took exception to it. Now, he cited a selling situation he had not long ago where he did in fact use small talk to seal the deal. So I asked him more. I asked him about the nature and subject of the conversation and how he engaged the prospect. And he said that he talked about fly fishing before they ever got around to talk about business. I asked him how he knew his prospect liked fly fishing. And he said because he had done some research on it before the meeting. What about that? Yay. Awesome. So he knew himself. He knew his audience. He used that to inform the first words out of his mouth. He was deliberate about what it is that he wanted, and he knew of a way to create a quick emotional connection to get there. He warmed up the conversation before he ever got around to selling, right? Okay, those are the tenets of 3-second selling right there in a microcosm. And I'd applaud that. I'd say he is hitting all the right buttons on the path to becoming someone this prospect would know, like, and trust, and eventually do business with. I would also put that in a slightly different category than simply mindlessly talking about a myriad of worthless subjects such as the weather and wasting people's time, whatever, while the conversation simply gets going. And part of that, I know, is simply out of nervousness on our part. And in fact, it could very well be that with certain people, the most important thing you will talk about is whether the sucker spawn or the pheasant-tailed nymph is the better fly and not whether your product has a better feature or two. Knowing your audience and proving it is key to making our marketing more relevant. And again, the longer you spend talking with someone, the longer they engage with you and your content, the better chance you or your organization will have in terms of putting yourself on that path to earning more time and attention, becoming someone they know, like, and trust, earning their business, and eventually earning their loyalty. That's the goal. You stand a better chance of doing that if you skip the boring, mindless small talk and don't bury the lead. I'm David Gies, 3-Second Selling. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.